name's Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
Oh, dear.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living.
You smell it?
I do.
Yeah, it stinks.
It sure does.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now, get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs. In this picturesque paradise of Southern California, the hills are alive with the sound of my water cannon shooting green paint down a brown slope. Vandalism, you say? Think again.
We're doing erosion control.
Erosion control.
This important work actually helps nature, and it's no laughing matter. And then,
just for Patrick.
Never-before-seen footage of the amazing hiding bug as a viewer's letter takes us back to the insectarium.
It's playing dead right now. Like,
it's playing leaf is what it's doing.
Exactly.
It's very convincing.
And later, this historic boat is in beautiful condition.
All aboard.
But inside,
good grief,
not so beautiful or safe.
Randy's going to get me a new respirator. Mine apparently has become a little dirty.
Dang!
Oh, God.
Something's going on with the hills here in Southern California. Some are green, some are brown, some are gray. The one behind me is kind of, I don't know, mustard, maybe. This is Dale and this is Gino. Hey, guys.
Hey. How's it going?
Hi.
How come your hill looks like baby food?
We're doing erosion control.
Erosion control. And how exactly do you do that?
We mix up wood fiber, water, and a glue additive. And spray it on the slope to hold the soil.
You're gluing the hill together?
Exactly.
This truck you've got here, Hydro Plant, that's the name of the company?
I should know that.
It's on my hat. The contents in those containers is what?
The wood fiber.
So we're going to put fiber on the hill. Does it go in the truck first?
Yeah, we have to add water and mix up the wood fiber and water together.
How do you actually get it on the hill? You paint it or what?
Basically, that's what you're doing. You're painting it out. We can do it from the top of the truck or with hose.
Okay. Which hill are we going to be working on today?
This hill right here around the back that goes into a canyon.
All right. But I'm standing next to a fire hydrant, so I have to assume that water plays a key role?
Major.
What's the first step, Gino?
Getting the fill hose, hooking up to the machine, and then firing it up.
All right. Let's do that.
Developers hire companies like Hydro Plant because federal law prohibits hillside soil from being washed into storm drains, creeks, or the ocean, where it can do serious damage.
Righty-tighty, lefty-loosey.
I learned 150 jobs.
All right.
And then you can go ahead and turn on the water.
This guy?
Yep.
Okay.
That's probably good. And then he'll show you how to load the machine.
Cool. All right. Nice dirty truck you got here, Gino.
Yeah, of course. The whole object here is to get the shaft spinning, and then we'll start throwing in the bales.
Right.
And then we'll add in the guar, that is the binder, like the glue.
The guar?
Yeah.
Well, that's the first time I've heard that word. Now, why is everything here green, but everything on the hill gold? I mean, does the sun change it?
Yeah, it fades out the dye.
All right.
Now you got to go over there and give it a little bit of juice.
Okay.
There you go. We got it spinning.
Yep.
Here would be your knife.
Well, that's just that's an adorable little knife you got there, Gino.
Oh, like the bigger one.
Give me that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
There you go. Now you need to cut open the bags.
All right.
Right, stand over there and dump them in.
Guar?
That's the mulch. Wood fiber. With the green dye so we can see what we're doing.
What's this smell?
That is the guar.
That's the guar?
That is the guar. When it gets wet, it gets gooey. And then when it dries up, it makes a nice crust.
Nice. Guar. So that's the actual guar. How many bags did this go in?
Two.
Whoa.
That's fertilizer. That's okay.
So this is really a mistake, but you're trying to be nice and pretend that I didn't really screw it up.
Yeah.
I screwed up there. Gino's trying to make me look good.
There you go.
Hey, what a nice guy. Okay, so underneath us, we've got a 3,000-gallon tank full of green mulch, guar gum, and one accidental bag of fertilizer.
Yeah, we do.
So now we'll basically drive the truck to the site?
To the site.
Close her up?
Close her up.
You've got to disconnect the fill hose.
Always something.
Gotta drop the hose.
Sure. Love it. Wargum. Slippery.
The erosion preventative we'll be spraying on today is only temporary. 3 to 6 months from now, Hydroplant will come back to spray on grass seed for permanent erosion control.
Civilization is approaching, it seems. That's why we're here, I guess. Nice day for squirting green stuff on a hill.
Tank appears to be full.
And that's a hill.
That's the hill we're going to be working on.
Are we actually going to do this in one day?
Yes. We've actually done this whole hill all the way around in one day.
Not with me here, you haven't. Quite a view.
Way out there's Mexico.
And this is all part of the property that you guys are going to be working on for however long?
Probably 5, 10, 15 years down the road. They just keep developing a section at a time.
Is the goal actually to make all of this green?
Exactly.
Today?
From top to bottom, today.
All right. Where do we start?
We got to grab all the hoses to reach all the way down there.
Why? Couldn't we stand on the top of that truck there, like Patton, and just...
There's a certain distance that we can shoot off the top of the truck, and we can't make it all the way down there.
Ho, ho, ho.
This end is going to go down that hill. If you want, you could start running.
No, I think I'll pace myself. Or maybe not.
Now you gotta come back up and get the other hose.
Let's see where this is going. Oh, yeah. It'll be a long day.
Just think, you gotta do that 500, 600, 700 more times.
That's horrible, man. I'm gonna have a heart attack down here. Let's go all the way down?
Yep, as far as it'll go. Ready to spray?
Oh, yeah. Why'd I just run up here?
I don't know.
Why? Look, I'm looking for any little valuable tip you can give me along the way. Like, stay there would be great.
Start closest to you and work up the hill, back and forth as you go up. Tell Gino when you're ready, he'll turn the pump on, and then you can have him turn it up or turn it down.
Here we go. All right, game on, huh?
Let it go into your shoulder.
Oh.
Like that.
Like this.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. That's much better.
I'll take you straight up the hill.
All right.
I'm gonna take it?
No, I got it.
You're supposed to spray the ground. Sometimes you just have to be a billy goat.
No, kidding.
Not easy. Do you want to do the easy part? Pulling the hose is easier.
All right. Got it?
Yep, got it.
He yanked this right out of his hands.
Just checking.
Coming up.
Fancy. Holy smokes.
Time to bring out the heavy artillery.
Oh, my goodness. That's power. Oh, that's power.
And then, recently discovered footage of an unusual bug.
So weird.
With unusual mating practices.
They don't need males to reproduce.
And later...
You go in there.
Yeah, that's right.
I have a brush with history as I clean the boiler of a 105-year-old steam-powered yacht.
There are many positions a man can assume when he's inside a boiler. Personally, I prefer the fetal position.
Think we'll finish today?
No, I don't. Do you really think there's enough in that truck to...
Tank load will only do about 15,000 square feet, and then we have to go back and reload and do it all again.
Or we could do 15,000 square feet really well.
Call it a day?
I mean, it's going to be here tomorrow, right? It's a hill. To be honest, you know, I know a little bit about the jobs before I show up, and I'm not completely in the dark, and I read my little pitch sheet, and it said basically I'd be squirting a hose all day. And I was like, fine.
Empty, Mike, we're empty, empty. You gotta run up there and turn it off.
I'll get back to you. All right, Gino's got it.
Oh, okay.
I was telling you about how simple I figured the job would be. You know, a guy holding a hose. It's like a, like a gardening piece, maybe. It's wrong. Ow.
How you doing, Mike?
Not good.
You're almost there, though.
Great. Twenty more loads. It's gonna be great.
Hiring?
No, man, it was tiring like 20 minutes ago. Now it's now it feels dangerous. I mean, I know I'm slowing you down, but is this a workable pace? Is this sustainable?
Yeah, but I've done 40 of them, so.
In how many weeks?
In one day, 10-hour day.
He holds the record.
Actually, it was 4 tank loads an hour. Let's roll them up.
Roll what up?
The hoses. We can't just leave them here.
You can't just leave them here. You can't just leave the hoses here, Mike, you idiot. You gotta roll them up. Put them back on the truck.
It's an over-under technique. Go over, under.
Don't tell me. Wait a second.
The hose practically wants to roll itself.
Doesn't seem that way.
Okay, if you want to go over.
Why's that over? Look, it went under, like this.
That's over.
That's over. Left down under right would be under.
It's like a joke hose, right? Let's have Mike come out. It'll be great. We'll give him our, you know, magic hose. Comedy ensues.
Okay, put it on the truck.
Over, under, under, over. Okay, more guar gum.
That's it.
You guys do that. I'll keep an eye on our work. Make sure nobody comes along and messes it up.
Okay, okay.
Okay, don't be long.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Take your time. I know that sound.
Okay, you'll be grabbing this red monitor and putting a red long nozzle on there.
The monitor?
Yes, this is a monitor.
So what gives it its extra power?
It's a 3-inch coming out of a 3-inch pipe.
I can't screw anything in today to save my life, Gino. There you go.
All right. There you go. Now, if you'd hand that up to Dale.
Okay.
Got it?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Play with it.
Huh? That's fancy. Holy smokes. So you got this action.
Exactly.
You got this action. So it starts wider, gets narrower, increased like a rifle barrel.
It's similar.
Except different in every fundamental way.
Shoots out green stuff instead of bullets.
Now, if I do hit this railing, it just comes straight back on me? All right, there's the throttle, and here's the monitor. Oh, my goodness, that's power. Oh, that's power. Look at that. Shoot it straight up, isn't it?
Yes.
That's bad. Don't do that. It's a heck of a lot easier than that routine with the hose, man.
You seem to be getting greener up here, though.
Oh, never mind. We're out. Oh, no, my coffee. Well, I gotta say, from this angle, it almost appears as though we've accomplished something.
We've finished this part of the slope.
We have helped glue a hill together. Are we actually done?
No. Let me show you something.
That just seems terrible.
You gotta clean that out.
Yeah. Shocking. Who could have ever guessed? They seem to be very sharp. You want me to get inside of the gigantic blender with a hose and clean it?
We've got to get all the material out so we don't contaminate the next job.
And we're certain that the augers aren't going to come on?
There's no way.
Except through some horrible accident that the auger could spring to life.
That would be a miracle.
That would be something, wouldn't it?
Make sure you stand on the shaft.
Stand on the shaft. Standing on the shaft. The shaft is very slippery.
Your best bet is to straddle that shaft.
Straddle this shaft.
1 foot on one side.
Like this.
You got it. And then you just kind of inch your way back towards the back.
Over top of these razor sharp things here.
Blades.
Yeah. Thank you.
Be careful where you sit.
Yeah. Don't slip. Don't slip. Don't slip. The first blade pulls the whisker away from the face. The second blade pulls it further still. And the third blade cuts it flush.
Do you see all those squares?
I see many squares. It's like the Hollywood squares in here.
You have to get every single one of them. Are you ready for the water?
Yeah. Yes.
Turn on slow, Gino. How you doing? Are you getting it all?
No, it's hardened on here like some sort of brain matter. Hey, look at this.
That's the guar.
Terrible job. I mean, you can't get it all, can you?
You have to. There you go. All right. Yeah.
You know what? That's good enough. See my breath? That's what happens when the temperature drops below freezing. I'm soaked and wet. I should be dead in 10 minutes. I'm coming out now.
Okay. Grab up here. Reach up. Reach up.
Dude, I've been in some miserable, miserable holes. That's in the top one.
Top one. All right.
I'd like to say thanks, but I believe I may hate you.
You're wet. And you're dirty.
And one other thing. I'm gone. Ah, today was just fantastic. Came the beautiful, sunny San Diego, not far from the Mexican border. Oh, it's so warm and toasty down here. Right now, I'd put it at about 40 degrees. I'm soaking wet, covered with green stuff. But it's okay, because deep down, I love my job.
Coming up. You've never seen this footage.
See how much it looks like a leaf?
You've never seen this bug.
It's playing dead right now, like.
Meet nature's champion of hide and seek as we uncover lost footage from the Dirty Jobs vaults. And then, beneath the deck of this historic steamship, astronomers have discovered a black hole that needs a little cleaning.
That's basically what the next few hours look like, if you're me. Don't get me wrong, I've got nothing against bugs or insects. I know they're an important part of the environment and an important part of Dirty Jobs. I just don't like them around me. Opinions do vary, though, like the one expressed in this letter from Laura. She writes, "Dear Mike, my 4-year-old son Patrick just can't stop talking about the bug segment you guys shot down in New Orleans."
Where am I? This is the Audubon Insectarium Insect Rearing Facility.
Say that again.
Audubon Insectarium Insect Rearing Facility.
So you rear insects here?
Right.
Right.
Right. Any chance that that episode will repeat again sometime soon? Yeah, there's an excellent chance that that will happen, but you don't have to wait.
Now it's time to suck up the poo.
Great.
We shot all day long in the insectarium, and we met all kinds of bugs. Didn't have a chance to show you all of them the first time.
Oh, man, right? Burned my nostril.
Here's some of what you missed, just for Patrick.
These are leafcutter ants?
Yes, those are leafcutter ants.
Entomology specialist Jamie Niekase showed me around that day, but the footage we shot of Jamie's favorite bug of all time went missing. Until now.
So these are your favorite insects, or top two anyway?
Yes, top two. These were the ones that I told you about earlier that I really wanted you to see.
And what's the big Latin name?
This is Phyllium giganteum.
And where are they exactly?
Well, see if you can find them in there.
There's nothing in here at all.
You still don't see them? This right here is the insect right here. See it? Just quivered.
This?
That whole thing, yes. See how much it looks like a leaf?
It is a leaf.
It's called the Malaysian walking leaf insect. It's playing dead right now. Like, don't eat me.
I'm just playing a leaf is what it's doing.
Exactly.
It's very convincing. Leaf. Does it have any other defense?
Nope, that's it. It doesn't have any spines. It doesn't have any nasty chemicals like the other ones. Its only defense is the fact that it looks like a leaf. You see how it's even got the fake damage spots on the leaf there? And when they chew on the leaves, sometimes it makes a brown spot like that. So they just blend right in. And just like a leaf, they're lighter on one side and darker on the other.
So weird. Where are its organs? Does it have any?
In this tube right here, mm-hmm. That's where all the organs are. So all this is just...
Where's it poo?
It poos out of this end right here, and also drops its eggs out of the end there, too. And something interesting about these are all females. They're parthenogenic, so they lay eggs that turn into clones of themselves. They don't need males to reproduce. There are males in nature, but in labs, they're fine if you just throw a bunch of girls together. They just make clones of themselves.
The purpose of male leaf insects is genetic diversity. Even though they're not necessary for reproduction, without them, it's thought that the species would eventually become extinct due to gene mutations.
See this dirty stuff down there? That's
sure.
Dirt and poo, and there's also eggs in there. And I'm going to show you, if you just put it in this tray here, I'll show you what the eggs look like. Here's one. Nope, it fooled me. That's not one. Sometimes you have to really look for it.
Really got to get your nose in the poo.
Here's one. This is what you're looking for.
How does that look different than, say, this?
Well, you can see that it's got this little knob here. And if you turn it, you can see it's got these little wing-looking things.
Oh. That's actually an egg.
That is actually an egg. That's another one of their defenses, I guess. They let their eggs look like little pieces of soil and poop and stuff. And so they, survival of the species because nothing eats it because they think it's poop.
Amazing. Here's one.
Got one?
I think.
Oh, yeah, that's one. Yeah, we see any more? Is that one? Nope, that's poop.
It's always bad to have your identity mistaken for a piece of poo.
Yeah, that's never good, man. What we do here is we take the eggs and then we put them in this incubation chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look in there, we've got lots and lots of other eggs in there. We keep those separate and in a poo-free environment.
When they're born or when they hatch,
right?
Do they just look like smaller versions
of
this?
They're really, really small and brown.
One of these items is an egg. The other, a juicy piece of poo. I don't know which is which.
Coming up.
You gotta say, it's a beautiful ship.
In the bowels of an historic yacht.
You're jealous, aren't you? You wish you were crawling inside the boiler.
It's no pleasure cruise for the unlucky souls that clean the ship's boiler.
So we'll let anybody come clean our boiler if they volunteer.
Say hi to the good ship, Medea. As you might recall from Euripides' famous play, Medea was not a woman you wanted to mess with. She helped Jason steal the golden fleece from her father, the king. Then Medea and her younger brother and Jason took off in a boat called the Argo. The king gave chase, and to slow him down, Medea cut up her younger brother into tiny pieces and threw him off the stern. It worked. To celebrate, Jason married Medea. They had a couple of kids together. Unfortunately, Jason fell in love with the daughter of King Creon, left Medea for her. Medea didn't take it well. In fact, she killed Jason's new bride, poisoned her, killed the new bride's father as well. And then, just to let Jason know she was serious, she killed their kids. Today, I'll be climbing aboard Medea. Gonna give her a good cleaning. I'd say she needs it.
The Medea is one of seven historical ships on display here at the San Diego Maritime Museum.
I'm looking for Randy. I'm told he's in the bowels of Medea. Okay, I'm going to take a wild guess and assume that this is Randy.
Oh.
How are you?
Pretty good, Mike. How are you?
I think I'm doing all right. I am in the, where am I exactly?
You're actually in the engine room of the steam yacht Medea.
Right. We're as low as we can go in Medea.
Just about. We've got a couple more feet we can go down, but this is pretty much it.
I got to say, it's a beautiful ship. Or boat. It's a ship.
It's a yacht.
It's a yacht.
It's a yacht, yeah.
All right. What's its history? Was the Medea always a yacht?
It was built as a yacht for a wealthy fisherman and businessman in Scotland.
Uh-huh.
And he used it for his private purposes for quite a few years. And it's gone through two world wars as a gunboat.
Really?
And it was reconditioned back in the 60s.
So it was built when? Turn of the century?
In 1904, yes, sir.
And as I look around here in the engine room, am I seeing original parts?
You're seeing everything originally, 104 years old. And we keep her maintained, and everything works.
Wow. Original engine, and this would be the, well, this would be the boiler,
this
obviously.
Would be the boiler. Yes, this is our boiler.
Good grief.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, how often does one clean a boiler on a 104-year-old yacht?
We do it every year now, Mike, for a Coast Guard inspection. We do it for a couple reasons. One, safety. The other reason would be for the, it burns more efficient. We keep the soot out of it.
Are you, so how do you, I mean, do you have a tool that reaches in, and what do you do?
You're it.
You go in there.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's just horrible.
It's not as bad as you might think.
You'd be surprised. My imagination is vivid.
Yeah, you'll fit in there. I fit in there. I'm sure you'll fit in there.
This black hole may look dirty, but believe it or not, it's already been cleaned. Fortunately, Randy still has work for me inside the right boiler chamber, which is behind this contraption.
So tell me there's not some big wrench involved.
No, we have a lot of little wrenches, a couple of them. We'll make it easy for you today.
Uh-huh.
How do you like using pneumatic tools?
Oh, I dream about it often.
There you go.
Sure.
And this will make it easy. We've got to break down these bolts down here, Mike, around the bottom of the air vent for the boiler.
Uh-huh.
And then also the other side of the air vent. And once these bolts come off, we'll loosen these bolts and we'll slide this burner out. Righty-tighty, lefty-loosey.
Uh-oh.
Dropped one?
Well, it might have gotten away from me, yeah. Okay, Joe, wait a second.
Or make it record time, Mike.
It's just the wrong kind of record.
Watch your knuckles.
It really doesn't pay to have a fear of small places, does it, Randy?
This is almost like the Ponderosa compared to what it's going to be.
Yeah, I'm in the great outdoors right now.
Biting you, Mike?
Yeah, it sure is.
Okay, let me get a cheese.
No, I'm okay, I'm okay.
Got it, okay.
I just wasn't angry enough yet at it, Randy.
All right.
But now I am.
I was hoping to be out of here before my birthday.
No promises.
Woo! Great.
All right, happy birthday.
Fantastic. Now what you want to do, Mike, is rip that duct tape off the bottom of the cowling of the vent. Don't worry, it won't fall on you.
I don't want to make too big a deal about this, but I can't tell you what a thrill it is for me to actually see duct tape used on a duck. It's a simple thing.
That was my idea, too.
That's, Randy, it's huge.
Now comes the fun, Mike. We're going to have to get that furnace out of there and up on this shelf behind you.
This 300-pound thing is going to go from here to there.
Exactly.
That's the hope.
That's the hope.
All right.
What we're going to do is just kind of wiggle it out. It's like wrestling it with a hippopotamus right here.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to come straight out.
Okay.
Pick up just a little bit.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. And wiggle it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Doing great. Okay. Now we're going to transfer it to the other box now. Keep on going on back until we get on the shelf. Okay.
All right, we're off the first box.
It's not as hard as you thought it would be, was it?
No, it's a piece of cake. All the way back?
All the way back. Woohoo! Okay, let me move this damper. Okay, then right on up. Ta-da! There you
go. This is what we're crawling into?
That's what we're crawling into. All the protective clothing's for, Mike.
I'm going to fit in there?
I fit in there. You'll fit in there.
All right.
So I think what we want to do now is open up this boiler so you can start punching these tubes and we'll get you suited up.
Great, great.
Oh. Actually, you know what? Let me lift it. You. Oh.
That happens sometimes. Okay. Not only heavy, but awkward truth.
Yeah, I've been described that way myself.
Now, if we get the boiler opened up, what I'm going to show you what to do now, Mike, is what we have to do to clean these things. Let me get a...
That's a dirty whatever it is. Hello? Hello?
Now, Mike, when you're in inside the boiler, you're going to see a sheet just like this, but it's going to be on the other side. All around these tubes would be water from inside the boiler.
All right.
The fire actually goes through the tubes. Flame goes in there, goes back into the combustion chamber, comes through the tubes, and out the stack. So you're going to use your wire brush, and you're going to go in and brush all around all the tubes.
Wait a minute, from the back side.
From the back side, all right. And this is getting off all the soot. As the Coast Guard comes in and looks, they're looking for right around here for any kind of seeps or cracks or voids or any type of leakage.
Now, do they inspect this part, or do they crawl in there and inspect?
They crawl in there, so that's why we have to get it really clean. And also on the top and on the sides and on the bottom and all around inside the barrel.
With this brush?
With that brush. Well, actually, we have two brushes for you. We have a bigger brush and a smaller brush and that brush. Use a little Vaseline on your face.
Why do you want Vaseline on my face?
So we can get the soot off you when you get done cleaning the boiler.
It's kind of a little late for that.
Well, we're talking about your face, Mike.
Yes. My face is worth hundreds of dollars.
You walk around like you have eyebrow pencil on for weeks if you don't apply this.
All right.
Maybe I know.
I believe you. I believe you.
Excuse me, dude.
Is it a little, a lot?
Rub your hands together a little bit. Okay, then give yourself a good coat on your face, on your forehead, around your cheeks, under your eyes. Not in your eyes, but... that'll do wonders for help you get this soot off of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a great tip. I wish I'd known that, like, I don't know, 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah.
Coming up, just because you're cleaning a boiler doesn't mean you can't look sexy.
Ready to go. Moonwalking.
Steamy styles for brushing out boilers. Next.
Your bubble suit. I don't feel bad. Astronauts go through this almost every day.
Yeah, I read about that in The Right Stuff, where they all had to cover each other with Vaseline and dress up with bandanas.
Ready to go. Moonwalking.
Okay. Yeah.
Sandy, do you recommend a head-first approach or a feet-first?
That's always the best way for me to go on, Mike, head-first.
Head-first.
Head-first in and head-first out.
You're jealous, aren't you? You wish you were crawling inside the boiler.
Yeah, it's a little tight around your shoulders, Mike. We might have to put your arms out in front of you like Superman.
Yes, right, Superman. What would Superman do if he were here?
Okay. Now, the big brush is for the barrel that you're in right now. The other two are for the fire sheet that we're just punching through tubes through.
I remember.
All right, then how about taking these brushes and do the fire sheet all the way aft?
That's what I think I'll do.
There you go.
All right, I'm going to the back of the boiler to the fire sheet. A little basic cleaning.
You like a safety light in there? Or you can
see I'd love a safety light.
Okay.
Where the hell am I? Just put it between my legs there. I'll see if I can grab it with my feet.
It's kind of warm. Be careful.
Okay. Oh, there are those tubes.
You're one of a few people in the whole wide world that's seen the inside of a furnace of a fire true boiler.
I am one lucky son of a gun, aren't I?
You are.
Every day on this gig, I wake up and I pinch myself. I must be dreaming, I say. But I'm not.
Okay, now I've got the cover off of the push rod, Mike. I'm going to start punching those stay tubes.
Let me see if I can somehow get on my knees.
Just don't let me hit you with this brush.
Randy's on the other side right now, pushing that fancy tool. You never know which hole it's going to come through, but
what it does, there's no mistaking it. He'll be pushing on that thing, and I'll be back here with this brush, and that's basically what the next few hours look like, if you're me. It's like whack-a-mole. You never know where it's going to come. All right, got it.
Thinning the inside of a boiler. It's dirty job.
How you doing in there?
I'm right on the verge of being almost not done.
See, right here, that's a dirty bolt. But now, that's a clean bolt.
There are many positions a man could assume when he's inside a boiler. Personally, I prefer the fetal position.
You want to change out respirators, Mike? Or is this kind of like the color of the inside of the boiler?
Randy's going to get me a new respirator. Mine apparently has become a little dirty. It's the inside. Thanks. That! Crap!
So
I must have spit on the light bulb.
You've heard the expression, don't spit into the wind? Now there's another one.
Spit on the light bulb.
Hey, Randy.
Hi.
I don't know if I'm done, but I'm coming out.
Okay, it looks pretty good in there, Mike.
Uh-oh. Avoid the inside of a boiler.
The Medea is still a working yacht, and this boiler creates enough steam to run her 254-horsepower engine at a cruising speed of 8.5 knots.
Say, it's a terrible job you got there, Randy. Are we done?
Well, Mike, sorry to say, but no, we're not done. You've got one more. It's in the water side of the boiler. Well, you're a mess, bro.
The water side of the boiler. In other words, an even smaller hole for me to crawl into. Coming up, the bad part is finally over. Not.
It looks like a lot of muck in there, Mike, or is it just a little bit?
There's definitely some muck, for sure. Well, Randy, I don't think a man can't turn over in there.
No, you can't.
What is the job, precisely?
Well, this is the bottom of the water side of the boiler, and through time, over the year, it's collected some muck. And so what we need to do is use a hoe and go all the way forward to the boiler and pull all the muck back, and we'll take it out and put it into a trash can, and we'll be done.
And what exactly is the muck comprised of?
It's a little bit of a rust, a little bit of boiler chemicals, a little bit of sediment from the water itself.
Boiler chemicals? What are those?
You don't want to know.
He's right. Okay, well, I'll just go ahead and crawl in there then.
Okay. It'd be best if you brought your hoe in before you went. Push your tools forward.
Well, the hoe always goes first.
Right. And then pull everything back and head first in and feet first out.
Just me and my dirty little hoe.
All right, squeeze. There you go. You got your hoe, right?
Okay.
Okay. Looks like a lot of muck in there, Mike, or is it just a little bit?
There's definitely some muck, for sure. That's the muck we're talking about right there. Oh, you can't really see it.
Where's the... There you are. How the heck did you get up there?
Freaky little Gumby. Man, the Dirty Jobs cameraman have been in a lot of tight spots over the years, but this one might come pretty close. If I can manipulate our little camera here. Can you see Doug up there? Look at Doug. He's behind that bright light. He's jammed in between these lights. Oh no, there he is. Doug, get that light. There you go. Look at Doug. How's that even possible? Man is jammed in there like Gumby on some sort of bender. Never seen anything like it. Pretty amazing. Here, let me show you around the place. That's really it. There's not much to see. You know, there's rust and water everywhere.
Over here, this is the end of the line, obviously, and this is, oh man, what have I done? I probably knocked my little camera out of focus there. Well, you get the idea. That's me, hopelessly out of focus, trying to make a point. Yeah, the story of my life. Hey, Randy.
Hi, Mike.
I'm going to begin the process of, what's the word I'm looking for? Getting the hell out of here. Well, as jobs go, this really is about as bad as it gets. Okay. I've read stories, Randy, about a man drowning in half an inch of water. That's not the way I want to go.
Okay, keep coming straight out, Michael.
Yep. I'm now leaving the worst place I've been in a long, long time.
All right, buddy, you made it.
It's 2007, man.
Yes.
I just have this sneaking suspicion that back in 1904, when they built this thing, they were cleaning it the exact same way as we did today.
Exactly. Yeah, we run it the same way they did in 1904, too.
So in
104 years old?
104 years, we've progressed exactly zero.
Zero, but we still operate, though. It still works. Everything works.
Good.
Piece of history.
Great. Piece of history. Speaking of history, I'm done.
Mike Rowe, on behalf of the Maritime Museum of San Diego, and myself especially, I thank you very much, sir.
Randy, I don't even have words, so I'll just go with thanks. Well, there it is. My day aboard the good ship Medea. 2,500 years ago, she was nasty. It's nice to know some things never change. Unless you want to see me cast off my perch, drop me a line. Discovery.com/dirty jobs. I need ideas, and I'm not baiting you. So please, hurry. Don't fillet. I'll see you. You'll shishi me. I know, it was terrible. What are you looking at? You're dead. What are you looking at? Tonight in our continuing series, So You Want to Be a Cameraman on TV, we present Doug Glover once again. Doug now is putting on some gloves so he can better apply the petroleum jelly so the soot won't stick to him when he crawls inside of that tiny little hole.
You know what else would be bad, Troy? Something like this. That'd be bad.